guys came out a little tight, looked like it took you a while to get going.
Yeah.
Could you sense that on the bench that you guys were playing tight?
Yeah, a little bit maybe. But also, we put a lot of shots on the net. Like both periods, I think we ended up with 45 shots. So we kind of felt and knew that was going to come. That was like the feeling in the locker room.
Is there anything that needed to be said, or was it just left on the ice going into that, after the end of the second, going into the third?
We all know what it's about, you know. We've been playing together now for 35 games, and it's not much to say, you know. We know what we know, and it's too late to learn new stuff. So just encourage each other and make sure we go out there and play as a team and have fun.
Getting that goal, I'm kind of finding Vinny on there. You guys have played together all year, and you got just usually are like the first ones out there for practice and everything. You just kind of feel like you're going to get that going. You knew it was going to happen.
Do you mean the pass? Or
yeah, the pass.
Like,
is it just kind of just all that hard work paying off? And you knew?
Yeah, obviously, like, the more you play together, the more you're going to start finding each other. I've been playing with Vinny since Christmas, and I think we started every game, I think we started to find each other better, get a better connection. It takes time, especially when you play kind of two different types of players. And yeah, of course, we worked hard. You know, both me and Vinny are usually out there early, and might not pay off right away, but in the long run, it definitely will.
What do you think the biggest challenge is with playing Michigan tomorrow?
It's make sure they don't score a lot of goals, right? You know, high-scoring team, so we got to make sure we play a good defensive game. Try to keep them at two goals max on top, and then just try to get a couple on the power play. And yeah, it's going to be a tight game, so I'm excited.
Seemed like both teams that won tonight were able to pick pockets and get going and transition the other way. What makes that happen for you guys?
I think it's hard work, you know, not giving up on plays, be consistent, and, you know, always finishing your routes and finishing checks and tiring out your opponents. I know they were probably pretty tired, and when you're tired, you make small mistakes, and you took advantage of that.
Michigan was in the same position that you were at last year, where they needed to win and get in, and they pulled off. What did you learn from that championship game last year in Detroit that you can kind of utilize?
I think what we're going to bring with us is that, you know, we won the game 3-2, I think. It was a tight game. We scored in the power play. Do you guys remember the score?
I think it was 4-2, but it was 4-2.
Yeah. So if we try to keep them at 2 and we play a tight, good defensive game, and I think that's what we're going to bring in tomorrow, and that's what we're going to need against them.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks.